Ash Wednesday is an extremely popular celebration for Catholics and for a lot of other people also. But sometimes I think we get carried away with simply wearing the ashes and forget what it's supposed to be all about. And what it is it's what we are doing is acknowledging or willing to show that we accept our need of God's mercy and that we are willing to try to change our lives, change our hearts, so that we can more perfectly do what our Lord is asking of us. So when we get the cross on our forehead with the ashes, it doesn't necessarily make you a perfect new being. It's not like baptism or anything like that. It is simply an outward sign that says, I accept this, recognizing that I am a sinner, that I need God's mercy, and that I know that I'm willing to work hard for these next 40 days to see if I can change my life to be more what Christ made it possible for me to be. So we all know, if we're honest with ourselves and take a shallow look, we can all find things that can change life for us, for those around us, our family, co-workers, classmates, whatever it may be, co-workers, wherever. It can make a huge difference. And frequently, they may not say anything to us at all. They may just look at you, and you know that what you did or said was hurtful or harmful. That may be something that you need to work on. It may be a million other things. You know what that is. You look into your own heart. You know that, say, wasting endless hours on a computer, looking at stuff that should not be there in the first place. People get addicted to that. And it becomes very easy for them to get totally absorbed in that, which warps the goodness that is in them. And that is something that needs to be tended to. We can waste all kinds of time watching useless television shows that are violent. And especially for young people, it's very, very tempting to think that that is the norm. So maybe these are things that we need to look at. Maybe as a family, do you ever just shut off all the noise, just as a family, be together, have a good time, just enjoy each other's presence, talk to one another, laugh with one another, eat popcorn together, whatever it may be. Do you ever do that anymore? And yet how extremely important it is. Do you ever take time to pray? I mean, we all say prayers, oh my God, we think that's a prayer sometimes. Or we may say, when we're on our way to work or coming home from work or just driving around somewhere, somebody pulls something stupid and we say something that we think is a prayer, which is not necessarily a prayer either. But do we just take time when we sit down to be alone with God to pray? Shutting off all the noise. Just you and God, and maybe a thought from the Bible, from the scriptures somewhere, or maybe something somebody said to you that made you think of this. Something like that, just something we need to. We can't grow in God's goodness if we don't know who He is and don't care who He is. And our prayer pretty much tells us, am I interested in knowing who my God is? Because that's how we really get to know Him, is when we pray. And again, all of the other prayers that we have, we say the rosary, we can do all kinds of prayers together, common prayers. But you need those moments when you can be alone with God. Just you and God and nobody else. And talk to Him. And listen to Him. Something like that may be a tremendous value to you if you do it for the next 40 days and hopefully for the rest of your life. Fasting and things like that are acts of penance. During the season, they remind us that we are not perfect, that there are things that we've messed up in our lives that sometimes we need to make some kind of compensation for. Maybe it's time for us to figure out what I need to do to make peace with somebody in my family, a brother, a sister, maybe a child, maybe a spouse, or maybe a neighbor, and again, a coworker, whoever it may be. There may be somebody in your life that you need to mend that relationship. And maybe you are the one that has to make that happen. Sometimes praying and fasting before we begin that process is very, very helpful. And the scripture also reminds us that this is a time especially of being kind and merciful to people. It reminds us that we're supposed to be thinking about other people. We're supposed to be thinking about, you know, people who are struggling. And there's lots of people in this world that are today. Not only for food, but simply to be. Simply to be alive. Simply to want to be alive. Somebody to care. Somebody who says, you're going to be all right. There's all kinds of people in this world today that they have seem to have no one who cares who they are, what happens to them. And our Lord says, I want you to be merciful. I want you to be kind. I want you to reach out to those who are in that kind of need or any kind of need. Reach out to them. So there are things that during this holy season that can make this really a very profitable time for us. You know, we can make all kinds of resolutions. Well, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to give up smoking. I'm going to give up drinking back beer. I'm going to give up gossiping at work. I'm going to, you know, and if you stick to that, that's fine. But why would you do something like that that you think is good for you for 40 days, and then after the end of the 40 days, you go right back to the same habits with new ammunition, maybe? This can be a very, very holy growing season for all of us if we're willing to work with it. But it all begins with prayer. You have to want to be with God. You have to want to be with Him in prayer to get to know a little bit more about Him and to get a little bit more about yourself and your relationship with Him. It can really be a glorious 40 days if you're willing to work at it. And remember, God says in His mercy and goodness, He came to us. He said, I didn't come to this world to condemn anybody. I came to save you. Remember, I made you because I love you. I sent my Son to save you, to suffer and die for you, so you'd be free of all of your failings and all of your faults. He said, I came to be merciful to you, nothing else. He said, I want you to do that for other people. Make the Lent a good time for yourself and for your family and those who have to be around you for any reason. And you can do that by using the grace of this time and trying to grow.